Now, the rest of the story. There were some things in 1892 that a nice girl did not do, and that was one of them. A few had tried it and got away with it the year previous at Shinnecock Hills, New York. Some women figured that if they could get their husbands interested in their intriguing new activity, they might become at least tolerant, but the male reaction ranged from disinterest to disdain. If one woman from among that era's socially conscious Wellesley women would perhaps participate, if one socially acceptable woman would participate, perhaps the activity might become acceptable. Well, one did. She was Mrs. John Wood Stewart of Glen Ridge, New Jersey. She became the feminist who gave that activity a degree of respectability. And then the first thing you knew, men not only got interested, but the men began to muscle in. And then, wouldn't you know, they began to muscle the women out. Women of Morristown, New Jersey fled to the countryside. In the winter of 1894, they created for themselves a preserve where no men were permitted, so that there they could pursue their newfound interest unmolested. But not for long. The men who had at first been tolerant and then critical now became hostile. In fact, in 1893, in Philadelphia, some involved men... Now, I can't prove what I'm about to say. It may have been that the wild bull from a rural pasture broke through its fence and found its way to the Philadelphia Cricket Club while the women were performing. But the women were never really convinced that the bull had not purposely been set upon them. Nor am I. At any event, what is happening by 1894 is that the men are taking over the activity and the women are now getting in the way. Nonetheless, in 1895 and 1896, women are so swept up in this activity that they organized competition among themselves at Meadowbrook and then in Morris County, New Jersey. But men critics were getting increasingly vocal. Men protested that it was, at least it was unbecoming, they said, for women, and at worst it was dangerous. One newspaper called it crazy. Then a gang known as the Apple Tree Gang designated itself to the preservation of mankind as opposed to womankind, and chased women, actually chased them away from an orchard in Yonkers where they had taken refuge. By now, other influential newspapers are joining the chorus of derision and scorn, the very idea that women should intrude on the frontier, a frontier which they, in fact, had pioneered. They started it. And men, don't you ever forget it again. They started it. You men as recently as now are inclined to look down your noses at women who do, as though they are that much inferior to you. For example, even today, you limit the days they can play at a game which they originated, golf. That's right, sir. The godfather of golf in the United States of America was a mother. Florence Boit, B-O-I-T. It was women who first popularized and promoted the game in our country. As a matter of fact, the first ever golf club, the Morris County, New Jersey Golf Club of 1894, was for women only. And now you know the rest of the story.